episode 176. I had Oz in the studio and we rambled on about, well, top shit really. I don't know, some of it got pretty deep. I actually don't remember what a lot of it was. I'm just doing the edit now. We did talk about his move from Baghdad to Melbourne, but that wasn't the focal point. Yeah, it was a bit of a all-around sort of chat. Yeah, hit it up. Like, share, follow, subscribe, all the usual shit. Should have another animation getting released in the next couple weeks. But yeah, if you can think of anyone that should come down, have a chat, hit me up. You know where to get us. Otherwise, enjoy.
There are improvement works ahead, so this train will terminate at the next station.
Fake news, man. Fake news.
Are you Muslim?
He should have been slapped as a child. He's a spoiled little Greek brat who's probably been treated like a prince.
You want the vape as well?
I burned everything I've.
Yeah. Why? I like it. Look, I can see why it gets addictive.
I like it. Like, regardless.
Hang on.
Like, I'm not like, oh, I'm addicted to it and I can't stop. Yeah, like, I'm like,
I like it is the excuse everyone gives when they're addicted to something.
Well, yeah.
I can stop whatever I want.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Like, yes. like, sure. The addiction's there, just like any other addictive thing. But it's not like, oh, man, like, yeah, I would like to get off it. Do you know what I mean?
But that's the, okay.
Like, okay.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I'll tell you why I started.
Hang on. All right, hang on. Did you ever smoke cigarettes?
A little bit.
What's a little bit?
Like, once a week.
A day.
Nah, like.
A little bit compared to what? Other wogs.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a small habit.
It's once.
$400 a week.
Once a week, I would say. Sometimes I would have, like, once a day, and that's, like, a lot.
One dart a day?
Yeah. So, I used to be really into shisha.
Of course you did.
I still am, but yeah. I just don't have it that often. Like, it's probably, like, once a year kind of thing.
Once a year?
Yeah,
What?
I sort
Even
of,
I smoke more than that.
Yeah, look.
I don't smoke.
For, like, 3 years, when I first discovered it, it was just, like, a daily thing. Mates coming over all the time, we're hanging out, it was the best.
Hang on, wait. When did you first discover it?
Like, when I was maybe 15, 16, 17 kind of thing.
Wait, when you mean discovered, do you mean...
Tried it for the first time.
Got the resources to use it.
You mean? No. Discovered it 16-ish, right?
You're Iraqi.
And yeah, but we didn't have it at home. My dad doesn't like it because
I'm not hitting stereotypes.
No. Hit him. I'm Greek.
Like, it's part of the...
Hit him.
No. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's part of the makeup. Like, my parents don't smoke, but I knew what a narghile was. Like...
Yeah. So, like... My Lebanese friend from Macca's.
It's always a Lebo.
And he's...
You're blaming the Lebanese.
I was having a rough time. I was breaking up with my chick. I was, like, 16 and, like, emo and shit.
First vice you nail. And blame it on the Lebanese
guy. I was, like, pissed off. I was at work.
And then I burnt down my neighbor's car.
Yeah,
I did 5 years, but I blame the Lebo.
It's the Lebo. Yeah, he definitely did it. He told me he did it. But, like, he was like, don't worry about it, man.
He told me he did it.
He was like, don't worry about it, man. You finish at 10, yeah? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I finish at 1. Just hang around. Tell your mom. Like, I'll call your mom. He was a bit older than me. He's like 23.
Uh-huh.
And I was like 16. He's like, I'll call your mom. He's like, hey, mom, my name is Abdul. You know, I work with your son. He's a lovely boy. You know how Arabs talk?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll drop him off later. Is that cool? And she's like, yeah, that's cool. I'm like, yeah, no worries. So I hung around at Macca's just like until we finished. And then we went back to like his friend's place, who his friend wasn't there. He just went to the shed and went and
straight
to the shed. So they had like a bit of a hangout.
We all had one of those mates with the shed.
Yeah. Okay. And eventually I became the mate with the shed, but we just sat down, we talked through it. You know, I was like, you know, just, you know, and in the background, you know, he had a Khalil Ma'moon shisha with the cannon with the iced compartment and all that. And I was like, this is sick. And I didn't actually get my own until I was like maybe 2 years later, like when I was 18. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll get my own. And it just went from there. And eventually, if someone wants to look this up, Fumo is the best shisha you've ever seen. And it does not look like a shisha. It's full glass. 100% glass. Yeah. Everything is glass except for the tube. And even the tip of the tube can be glass if you want, or stainless. And it's the cleanest, nicest thing. I got it after years of having shisha, and it was the best shisha I've ever had. But from that point on, I was actually having shisha less and less and less and less over time. So now, it just sits there as display for whenever someone's over and they're like, I would love a shisha. And I'm like, get ready for the best shisha of your life. But otherwise, I don't have it myself that often.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. But I discovered vapes in 2013.
They've been around that long.
They have, but they were very...
I don't remember them that long.
They were very basic, and there were sticks you can buy on eBay. They're just like sticks, like, you know...
Cylindrical...
Yeah.
I don't remember them that long.
Just little tubes.
I remember them in like 2018, 2017, because there was a guy that I used to work with that was making them, like making the refill shit.
Yeah, okay.
And he got everyone hooked.
Yep. So this is before they were refillable. This is before they had nicotine. So it was just the flavor. I really wanted, I searched up on eBay, portable shisha, because I really wanted to have shisha at school.
Just picturing like an actual, are you there like in the backpack?
I was like, man,
like a super soaker just walking around.
I'm willing to do anything at this point. I'm having shisha every day and I would love to have it at school, right? That's the thought behind it. And I find these sticks and I'm like, perfect. So, I buy like a five pack for like $30.
Wait, you mean school? What school?
Dandy High. I was in year 12. That's right. So
I didn't know you went to Dandy High.
Sure did. Yeah. Why is that relevant?
Well, it's just the narrative just now makes a bit more sense.
Yes. My best friends and I rocked up to school and I said, I've got something special today. And it was literally, it looked like, you know, like when you buy coloring pencils?
Yeah. Those little packs.
Yeah. So it looks like that, but like instead it's just five tubes of different colors. Uh-huh. The strawberry was the best. And and we had those and it's never been the same. I'm like, this is the future, right?
17 years old, walks in a Dandy High with smokable shit.
Yes.
This is the future.
And no one knew what it was. No one knew. Teachers had no idea. Students had no idea. They didn't know what to do with it. So, when a teacher would walk into a corridor after lunchtime and just smell a strawberry in the air and see a faint mist, they had no clue what was going on because we gapped it.
This is 2013, you say?
This is 2013.
That's so weird because there would have been no precedented, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was without precedent. No one knew what to do with it.
Yeah.
There's no protocol on.
They had no idea. They didn't even know the technology existed.
I'm just thinking, Matt, because I'm a bit older than you are. I'm just thinking about how much different shit has come into play into school since, say, I was at school to now.
Yeah.
That they would have already, they've written laws up now for shit. Switchblades were like.
They weren't ready.
Dude, I was in year eight and everyone could buy switchblades at like the local $2 shop.
No shit.
Proper butterfly knives, man. And we all got into, like, trying to do the tricks. Yeah, and, you know what I mean?
I never played with one, but, I know what you mean.
Like, I had a mate that was full, like, just, you know, and it was impressive.
That is,
But it was a fucking knife.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Straight up, yeah.
And, like, dude, since then, you got, like, smartphones. You've got, we had mobiles. Everyone sort of got a mobile when I was in year 10 and 11, right? So, you're looking at 2000. 99, 2000 was sort of the blending.
Damn, you guys were fancy kids.
That was the start. And we were all like wogs, so we're getting them cheap.
Yeah.
You know, from randoms. Sure. But everyone had to deal with people now texting in class, which wasn't a thing before that.
Mm-hmm.
So that, they went from that to like outlawing phones altogether.
Or like minute ringtones that would go on.
Yeah. And then you had parents saying, I can't get a hold of my kid now, you know? And so we couldn't get a hold of him yesterday. Just do what you did normally.
What changed?
Yeah. And then it's just that whole thing. Anyway, sorry, I cut you off.
No. It's exactly right. The dynamic now, like, because I've got nephews and a niece that, like, niece just finished year 12. I've got a nephew that's still in high school. And, like, man, it's, like, it's alien. I don't recognize it. It's a different world.
You graduated just over a decade after I did. So,
yeah,
it's like a window. Like, you know what I mean?
Yours to mine is closer than mine to now, if that makes sense. like how things were, because the technology just accelerated.
Okay, do you ever remember a time without internet?
Yeah, but only because I grew up in Iraq.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Cool. How old were you when you came here?
10.
Only because you came. What else do you remember without? You know what I mean?
Like, electricity?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
water?
basic functions.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
you went without.
Yeah.
Okay.
And phones, too. Like, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
CDs.
Yeah.
Floppy disks. I remember seeing a floppy disk for the first time here, 2006, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then USBs were already out.
Did you come to, like, Iraq in Melbourne after you left Iraq in Iraq? Floppy disks in 2006.
So, I didn't know that we've moved on to that point. I didn't even see floppy disks in Iraq.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And I saw them here.
Where did you see a floppy disk in 2006?
I bought one because my dad was, like, we had a computer at home that had a floppy disk receiver thing.
Yeah.
And I needed to do an assignment. And I was like, Dad, I need to, like, take this to school. And he's like, well, you'll need a floppy disk. And I'm like, okay. So, we went and bought some. And I had to use, like, 7 of them just to put, like, 5 photos. And... And it was like...
I'm surprised you found one in 2006. Yeah,
but they were still around because I think they were like most people were trying to get rid of them. So, they were just everywhere.
Okay.
It was really easy to get. They were cheap. But yeah, like...
How old were you when you came here?
10. 2006.
Okay.
Yeah. I just turned 10 too.
That's weird because like you would have been coming of age.
Mm.
Like you're starting to blossom in Iraq. Whereabouts in Iraq are you from?
Baghdad.
Actual Baghdad.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, it was... better than it could have been because back there was a bit more like it wasn't exactly the battleground.
No.
Yeah. So it wasn't like bad.
Yeah.
It was better.
By 2006, it was better. It's not like Baghdad 92 or 91.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't born. I was born in 95.
Yeah.
Christmas.
No shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Christmas Day. Which isn't on my papers because my dad changed it because he wanted to delay me going to military when I was 18 by a year. He just wanted to buy me that extra year and pushed me 6 days ahead to 96, first of the first.
Oh, okay. When you mean delay, like as in he pushed your date of birth into the next year.
Because they go by years and brackets. So, they basically put all the 95s together.
Yeah.
And then they'll put all the 96s together. How did he do it?
Yeah, I mean...
It's Iraq, man.
Well, I'm pleading ignorance here.
No. It's a fair question, but it's Iraq. So, like, yeah. You can just kind of pay someone $20 and...
Okay, but it's not like he has to self-declare. You still were born in a hospital, right?
Yeah.
Not a manger or something.
Yeah, but you can pay someone to...
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Dude, the same as in Greece. You could pay someone to do whatever you want.
Yeah, I imagine.
Sure. Well, what I'm saying is you weren't born, like...
I was born on Christmas Day.
Yeah, you weren't born on the side of the highway and then it was up to your old man to declare your birthday. You were born in a hospital and he just happened to give the guy a fiver behind the counter.
Look, I don't know where he gave someone a fiver. It could have been a week later. It could have been a year later. I don't know. It just happened at some point. And my birth certificate says 1st of the 1st, 96.
So, you know you were born on the 25th.
Yeah, as far as I'm told, you know. So, yeah. And because
my whole life is a lie.
My whole life
you're
is just one
Swedish.
I'm just like,
do you know what I mean?
That would be cool.
Features,
that'd
beard,
be cool.
You know,
I turn 30, realize I'm Swedish.
You're actually Swedish.
That's cool. I'll take it. It wouldn't be like, yeah, I don't know. My life's been weird.
Okay, hang on.
Definitely.
So, wait a second. We're still on the vape.
Yeah, so...
Because you went from vaping to floppy disks to Iraq and the manger went
on
the 25th.
So, I was like, this is new tech. This is the future. I can carry my shisha in my pocket now, right? And that's how I saw it. And I saw a vision of the future of it being, like, even better. And,
yeah.
You know? And
were you smoking cigarettes at that time?
No.
Okay.
No, I was strictly shisha. I did not actually have a cigarette until I was maybe 19.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. It was okay. I liked the nicotine hit, but I didn't enjoy the taste. So, I started going to this shop in Frankston. They're the only licensed tobacconist in Victoria now. Everyone else has either shut down or lost their license. They can import, export independently.
Oh.
So, they get their own stuff from... Denmark and UK.
Denmark,
In USA.
There's affiliation to the Northern,
yeah, a little bit.
The Northern Europeans.
I was like,
maybe it is Swedish.
Actually, the Danish stuff does taste the best.
See? Yeah, yeah. Maybe you were Swedish. Who knows?
I would get all these, like, connoisseur, like, real, like, fancy tobacco that was, like, you know how rolly tobacco is dry?
Yeah, well, even when you do the wog thing and buy clumps of it, you still dry it out before you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This stuff was, like, semi-dry, where it was, like, not wet, but it was just that nice consistency. It burns nice, has a nice flavor to it. You can buy different flavors, or you can just buy plain. And even the plain is so much nicer than just like a standard thing you buy.
So hang on. So we've jumped from...
So I enjoyed that for a while.
So you were vaping.
Yeah. And then, no, I wasn't vaping. I just...
Oh, you finished...
I had the vape, and I was like, this is cool, but I'm going to revisit this at a later date because the tech is not there yet, but I can see... the vision for the future.
At 17, you could see the vision for yeah, vaping.
And I was like, I'm going to just park this aside.
All right.
Continued with shisha as normal.
And you started smoking aromatic
cigs. Yeah, yeah. Okay. You know, specialty kind of like rollies, whatever. And I would get like OCB papers, which are like super thin and they don't taste like paper. So I got really into that, but like I wasn't smoking that often. I was probably having like, it was more like a social thing. People would come over. I had this back room in the shed that I'd set up with lava lamps and whatever.
Okay, wait a second.
You know a little bit about
it. I've actually wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah.
So you'd moved out of home by this point?
No.
Well, this was at the family home?
Yes.
And you just set up shop in the garage?
It was just me and my mum at the time.
And there's in the garage, there's just a...
Yeah, so there's a shed, and at the back of the shed, there's a door. You open that door, and it's a smaller storage
room. There's a room within a room.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, it's a room outside of a room. It's between the actual shed and the house, the brick house, right? So, you open this door, and you're suddenly... One wall is tin, another wall's tin, and then brick and brick. You're in a corner of the actual house... In between where... Like, it should be outside.
Oh, so you mean... Okay, so...
It's outside the shed.
It's bridged...
Yeah.
It's a bridging area between the shed and the back door
of
the
house. That's right, yeah.
Okay, I get it. Yeah.
We rebuilt it because it was all rusted over.
That's standard, yeah. I get it.
And then it was a 2x4.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, I got that.
Like, it's tiny.
Smaller than this.
A little longer, but it's definitely... Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we had lava lamps and... A TV and a sound system and a little coffee table, a couch, and that's it. Maybe, I think I had a chair in there as well. And we just sit there, chit-chat, have a vape. If someone wants to smoke, they can smoke a ciggy, and it's fine. We're outside, technically. And we're away from the house, no noise, whatever. And, so when I got into the ciggies, the fancy ciggies at least, I would have them there. Someone comes over. If they smoked, I'd be like, do you want to try one of these? And we'd just sit there and have one or two or three.
But you didn't smoke during the day or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I just enjoyed it, but I never found myself doing it out of habit. And still did shisha pretty regularly. And then slowly I stopped smoking because vapes caught up in tech. And I got a refillable one and all that. And I was basically just vapes and shisha. And then slowly shisha, I was like, you know what? It's like an old school song that you love so much that you don't want to listen to it too many times. Do you know what I mean? You ever have those songs?
You want to savor it.
You ever have those songs where you're like, I love this song. This is probably my favorite song, but I'm going to listen to it maybe once a decade. Like, you know, you know what I mean? It's like there's some...
I heard it on my 21st. I heard it at my wedding.
Yeah.
And then I heard it at my funeral.
Like, yeah, yeah. You like...
Favorite song ever.
Yeah. You see the name of it on your whatever.
Yeah.
And you just go, fuck, I love that song, but I can't listen to
it. It's actually weird, dude. Because like on paper, my favorite song became Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up. Right? The one Kanye West sampled for Touch the Sky.
How does that go? What's the name again?
Kanye West. Kanye West. Curtis Mayfield.
Curtis Mayfield.
Play the start of it.
How old are you?
I go back a long time, my friend. A long, long time. I've been around, mate. I've been around.
Curtis Mayfield.
Fuck you, dude. I haven't seen you in like 3 months. No, let's not be nice. Yeah, like, how old are you, man? Thanks, dude. Like,
oh, Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Kanye West sampled it.
He did. What song did he sample it
Touch
for?
Touch the Sky.
Oh, yeah. Touch the Sky.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've heard the original. Right?
So this was my favorite song. All right. I love Curtis Mayfield. Mm. Don't have his extensive catalog.
Mm-mm. Me neither. But I do like this.
Yeah. So now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this was my favorite song. I had it as a ringtone, right? And I just looped the chorus or whatever.
Yeah.
I made my own mix of it. And every time the phone would ring, I'd start dancing. Like, literally, I loved it. It always put me in a good mood, right? Then I just got burnt out because I just kept hearing it. And then exactly. My phone was always on silent anyway because I started doing more recording things and I'd be at work where I couldn't use my phone, so my phone would always be on silent.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't like being antisocial, so yep. Social media takes off. And I got sick of hearing the phone vibrate and ring, so it was always on silent.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went from listening to this every 2 seconds of the day mm-hmm. to not hearing it ever.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. And how do you feel listening to it now?
I was just going to say, it's probably about maybe 4 months ago, 5 months ago. I don't know. It was in between me coming back from Europe and then me going to Bali last year.
Yeah.
So, in between July, August, and December.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it just popped up, like, in my car. Like, my iPod's got, like, 200 to 2,500 songs on it. And I've just been putting it on shuffle,
mm-hmm.
mixed the whole thing, yeah? And it popped up, and I went, my ears pricked up, and I went to skip it, and I went, nah, no, no.
Let it play.
I'm going to hear this one. And it's like the full mix, which goes to like 8 minutes, and I listened to the whole fucking
eight
thing.
8 minutes?
Yeah, the full original demo or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Full album version. So, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And I heard it, and it actually, it gives you a vibe, like gives you nostalgia, yeah. Puts you in a happy place, whatever it is.
And you love it so much that you know you can't ruin it for yourself, but you still
that's just your thrust
savor it. Yeah, you still savor it.
There's certain things you can savor, certain things you can't.
Yeah.
Like, let me ask you, what's your favorite food to eat? Let's not even say favorite food, right?
Ice cream.
I could eat ice cream any time of day, man.
I could commit suicide eating ice cream. Like, it's not good.
More. What do you mean? There's no more. No.
Yeah.
Forget ice cream, right?
Sorry.
Let's just say, pick a food you thrash that you physically could eat. You're coming out of a club.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings, right?
Yeah.
Health repercussions aside, could you eat chicken wings every day? Favorite meal?
Like, am I forced? Like, I can't eat anything else?
No.
That's it?
It's there.
Oh, okay.
And you have access to it 24/7. You leave right now.
Mm.
You leave the studio right now, right? It's, what time is it? 6:30 or something?
Mm.
You go outside, mm-hmm. you look at your phone, and it's like, let's see, call my mate, call my missus, call the chicken wing guy. And he's here in 4 minutes with a bucket of chicken wings. Would you
sell it like that, man? What the fuck?
I'll tell you why. So, I got a mate of mine. Was it last year or the... No, it was last year or the year before.
Mm-hmm.
A mate of mine moved to Greece, right? And he was going to do it, like, indefinitely. Like, he was going to move there. Right?
Okay.
And I remember we meant to catch up when I went last year. There was a group of us. And I'd asked one of our mutual friends. I said, man, what's he been eating there? Like, I bet you he's been thrashing, like, souves every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's like... And my mate said to me about this other friend in Greece. He goes, dude, I had the same idea as well. I thought maybe he'd be smashing it too. But he'd be sick of it, you know?
Mm.
And the guy was like, nah, you can't. He goes, you eat them for like 4 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think I'll have a day off.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of the day, you're actually craving a suvo.
Oh.
Like if someone offered you one or you went past, you're walking home and you went past a suvo joint,
mm-hmm.
like you're going to have one. Like,
that's true. That's true.
Dude, when I was in Athens, on my last day in Athens, I went and had a suvo. On the way home, it was like a 10-minute walk to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I turned around. Oh, some tourists stopped me and asked me where there was a suvo joint. Right, they were from Canada, and it was their last day or whatever. And they thought maybe they'll have some before they go to the airport. So, I pointed them in the right direction. Then, I turned around and followed them.
It's racial profiling.
Why?
They looked at you like, oh, you'll know.
I had one in my hand.
Even though you don't live there.
No. I stunk a garlic and they just assumed.
Yeah.
No, but legit, dude.
Yeah.
I literally turned around and went back to the suvo joint. They started laughing when they saw me walk in the door.
Yeah.
Like, really? Okay, okay. Well, you put the idea in my head. It was a long walk, so I figured, fuck it. Like, I shouldn't get hungry on the way home.
Surely.
If you told me right now to go buy a Suvo from down the road, I'd go get one. Just because.
Yeah, well.
Just because.
Is that your chicken wings, I guess? No?
Fried chicken? Fuck me.
What's your...
Okay, dude. All right. All right. This is how...
Set back in his
gluttonous
seat.
Gluttonous and sloth-like I am, yeah? Yeah, this is... I got to just pull the shirt up so my gut actually hangs out. Oh, let me tell you something about food, mate. You got no idea. Right. Heavy breathing. I did. Don't look at me now, but like a decade ago, I was young and actually fit, right? And a bunch of my mates got the idea to go to.
You're a strapping young lad.
Fuck off, dickhead. You're like a decade on you. It's just can't bend over to tie my shoes. I wear loafers every day. You know, I'm at that age, dude. I'm not doing the Crocs. There's no fucking way.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Me neither. Good.
I can't, man. I can't. They're the most disgusting footwear. They don't qualify as footwear as far as I'm concerned.
They just serve no purpose. I don't.
No, they're disgusting.
Because they got holes in them. It makes no sense. Just wear fucking slides, man. That's what I do. Actually, I'll go anywhere with slides.
Of course you will. Yeah. You're a rocky.
Yeah. I've got some sick Yamaha slides. Man.
I bought KFC slides back from Bali.
Oh.
Yeah, man. The Colonel's face. Do you know how gangster they look, man?
I'm serious. Shit.
All right. Now, so, yeah, it was 2012, and a bunch of my mates decided to go do Tough Mudder. You know, the obstacle courses. I think they're probably a bit before your time.
Yeah.
They were massive. In 2011, 2012, 2013, everyone was on fitness.
I do know of them, yeah.
Right? So now everyone clambers into, like, the latest gym that opens up like it's a nightclub, right? Yeah,
everyone gets gastro from it.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Back then, it was Tough Mudder, the Spartan races, a bunch of them, right? Big thing. So we go to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, what's the fucking point of this?
Sorry.
I was getting somewhere with this. Oh, yeah, okay. So, after it's done, it was, I think, either one of my mates' birthdays just after it, or maybe he just volunteered his place. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the boys, except for me, they were all on, like, regiments, right? One was, like, an ex-cop. One guy was, like, a PT. The other guy, like, the ex-cop was like a training in MMA. Like, they all went hard on the fitness element of in prep to Tough Mudder.
Yep.
All right? Like, gyms. Food, like everything. They were starving themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. Because I'm an idiot.
Just rocked up.
Yeah, literally, yep. Man. Yep. I've got a photo of us
just
drinking. I've got a photo of us drinking scotch at 1 in the morning in bed. Yeah, it was so bad. But yeah, so I've turned up and then we had like an after party, you know, back in Melbourne once it was done. This was down in Phillip Island.
Yeah. Right?
And we all get there and we get the genius idea to do the Centurion. You ever done the Centurion?
No, I've heard of it. 100
beers, 100 beer shots in 100 minutes.
Oh, shit. No, that's not what I heard. Okay, yeah. That's a different thing.
Yeah. Centurion's 100 beer shots in 100 minutes.
Beer shots?
Yeah. So you think of a shot, but you're taking it every minute. You got to scull it, right?
So how many milliliters is that? How many liters?
I remember we estimated.
It's like 25 mil each.
We guesstimated it, like, which depending on the shot you use and all that. It works
that's
out
two and
for
a half
like
liters.
It's like yeah, 9 stubbies or something in an hour.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and when people hear like shots, oh, it's only beer. What's the deal? Yeah. I'm like,
it's two and a half liters.
Could
in
you
an hour.
Drink 10 beers in an hour?
I could definitely
in an hour and a half.
Two and a half liters of water an hour.
Yeah, but you'd feel bloated as shit.
Yeah,
you'd
but
feel
beer is a whole
exactly. You add the carbs, you add all the other shit, right?
It inflates in
and
you.
And it's alcohol.
Yeah.
So, when people hear the beer, it's like, oh, big deal. It's like, yeah, but you wouldn't drink 10 beers in an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have maybe 3 beers per hour.
What beer are you doing it with?
Well, that was the other thing. So, we didn't know, right? We just set it up.
VB.
That's not even the crux of the story. Doing it now, I would go for like a dry or like a low carb or something, sure. Right? I can't remember what we were using, but we had a crowd, we had timekeepers, it was insane.
Oh, shit. Yeah. How many people doing this?
Well, the Tough Mudder crew was like, seven, eight of us.
Yeah.
But it was part of a bigger thing because it was like a birthday or something going on as well. So, it was like a full house party.
Yeah.
Full of like Greeks, Armenians, and like randoms. You know what I mean?
Yep.
In Mulgrave, actually.
I love Armenians.
Yeah.
Shout out to any Armenians. Hard people.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Don't come after me.
You're fucked. So, dude. The premise of the whole party was that everyone had cut their diet, like, by that point. We did Tough Mudder. We completed it. So, we all rocked up wearing our singlets that we got, our headbands and shit that we got from the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we completed Tough Mudder. and everyone's breaking their fast, everyone's breaking their diet, mm-hmm. and we're all going hard on booze. And we were meant to bring, like, the filthiest shit to eat, like the stuff we've neglected, the stuff we've sacrificed, all that.
Yeah.
I turned up mm-hmm. with a bucket of popcorn chicken. Yeah? A bucket. It's like a family feast bucket, like, that you'd get, but I got the kid at KFC.
Yeah.
I'm like, fill that bucket with popcorn chicken. And he didn't know how to do it. He was like, I can't charge you for that. Okay, man, I'll give you an idea. Grab a popcorn chicken, a large,
yeah.
fill it with chicken, then pour it in the bucket, then get another one, refill it, and do that until it fills up, and then tell me how many you put in.
Could he not compute that?
No. I got a photo of him doing it because he looked completely like a deer in the headlights. Because I had another mate with me.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him like, is this kid for real? Like,
yeah.
And then
But he did it.
He did. But he looked troubled the entire time.
Yeah. Like he's yeah. a hostage situation.
Yeah. I've got the photo.
The money in the bag.
I will use it as the slide for this episode.
Yes, please.
Right? I'm telling you, I've got it at home. But the thing that killed me was that he was filling the cup, pouring it in, then throwing the cup out, getting another cup. And then
what?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe cross-contamination policies. I don't know. Maybe you couldn't refill the same paper cup.
Oh, it's like that bullshit at, like, bars where they're not allowed to refill in the same glass. I still don't get that.
Oh, cooties.
No, it's your cup. Give me more of what I just had in my
more.
Own cup.
More.
Especially, like, when you're, like, a few pints, and you're like, just put it right here. It's already pre-marinated. The lime's already got its zest out. Come on, man. Don't give me some new shit.
So that's what I took to that party, man. And I ate it before the Centurion.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, so, like, how much of it did you eat?
The bucket.
The whole thing?
I stopped eating it when it got cold, which was like the last inch, you know, on the bottom.
I thought
you were
taking a bucket so that you can share with people.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't need them in your life.
I may have offered a few bites to a few randoms, but no, man. No, that was my bucket.
Sick. So how'd you go?
Me, yeah. I was one of two standing at the end.
Wow.
Yeah.
You did it.
And the only reason we'd stopped,
yeah.
I chucked.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Surely.
Doing the Centurion, there were rules, yeah?
As soon as the grease hits.
you had to respect physics. So, there's no way you can take that much alcohol, liquid, in your body without expecting it to come up, right? Especially if you've been eating.
You know,
it's power drinking, man. But we didn't go in with empty stomachs. We went in with, like, full of food.
Yeah.
You got to expect you're going to throw up. You got to expect that you're going to get drunk, right? Because you're going to drink, you know, 10 beers in an hour and a half.
Even if you throw up, it's going to get absorbed, yeah, like a little bit of it at least.
No one's that kind of mountain man where it's not going to affect him, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to have to accept the fact that you're going to take a piss at some point,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you left and the timer, like you got 10 seconds or something between shots.
Oh, yeah.
So if you left, it was 10 seconds, I think, or 20, like we set a timer. And if you didn't make it back in time, then you have to do, like, double shots.
Wait, you said 100 shots in 100 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that mean you have a minute between each one?
Something like that. Like, I can't remember, man. This is 12 years ago.
Sure.
I remember we altered a few of the rules as we went because it just was too... It was too, it wasn't inconvenient, but it was just... It's too much of a hassle. Like, we said, all right,
let's... Were you waiting around for too long in the first few? Were you just like, all right, now what?
Yeah, well,
like,
the first one's happened. Everyone's just laughing along.
Yeah.
When he gets the 20 shots, that's uh-huh. when you start seeing, like, you start separating the men from the boys. Do you know what I mean?
I would definitely have quit very early.
It was
early
the funniest
on.
Shit.
I can't do beer at all.
And then, it was me and this big Armenian kid who'd been drinking all day anyway. And we got to, like, 85 or 90 or something. And he was already drunk, like, going in. And I was getting there, and I said... I'm happy. And, like, we were just both... Dude, everyone had surrounded us.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at him, and I'm like, I'm happy to take a knee, man. I'm happy with our effort.
Whenever you want.
We're the only ones. And he just went... And he gave me, like, a hug. I'm like...
And that egged you on for another 10?
Yeah. He destroyed him. Yeah. Nah, but legit. My point was, is that KFC bucket.
Yeah.
I could eat KFC popcorn every day.
Really?
All day.
Yeah, look, I feel the same way about
I can feel
some
my arteries
foods.
Clogging right now as I say it, but I'm just saying, there's certain foods...
I can't believe you picked KFC
because it's
popcorn
disgusting.
Chicken.
It's covered in MSG and salt and fat.
I love MSG.
It's so addictive, the addictive properties of it.
Their fat, though, like the KFC fat is not... It's not animal fat. It's vegetable fat.
Yeah.
And it makes me throw up every time.
Oh, good.
So I don't have it anymore. I just kept having it. And I'm like, why would I keep throwing up? And I was like,
I must test this theory at least 1,000 times.
Yeah, like, and it's definitely down to the fact that the fat that they use is vegetable fat. And
but that says the same about any takeaway joint you go to. If their fat has been sitting in the grease trap for like a month
yeah.
and it's dirty fat.
Yeah, it's going to make you throw up regardless.
It's going to make you sick, man. When you go to restaurants, or not even restaurants, when you go to takeaways mostly, you can, as soon as you have like fried battered fish or chips or whatever, you can feel it hit your stomach. You're like, this doesn't taste right.
It doesn't feel as bad as KFC, though. I feel like...
Oh, KFC's just filthy, man.
I feel like KFC's extra filthy, but it never used to be like that. Maybe I was just a little bit more tolerant towards it.
I take my word for it. As you get older, things start falling apart, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, I avoid it, and I'm not missing it. Like, I'm okay to not never have it again. Because I found a couple of joints that do KFC style fried chicken.
Korean.
Fuck those. Koreans don't know how to do chicken, man. Dude. They just douse it with sugar. It's bullshit. It's not.
There's a Korean fried chicken joint around the corner from my house.
What's it called?
I actually don't know. There's a KFC.
Is it an independent?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not a gummy chicken.
No.
This is an
I saw an ad for that today. I was trying to,
really?
I was trying to figure out what it
They're
said.
Advertising?
Yeah, on the side of a bus.
Oh.
It said, winner, winner, nay-nay, dinner or something. I kept reading it over and over again because nay-nay.
What a hack.
It didn't make sense to me. The fuck's nay-nay? Because I had no idea. Yeah, but this Korean joint, dude.
Yeah.
The chicken tastes nice, but whatever it is will send my stomach to shit every single time I eat it. Doesn't matter. No sauces, no nothing, no sides.
Really?
Makes me sick every time.
Mama's barbecue chicken in End of the Hills. Best fried chicken I've ever had.
Yeah.
Doesn't make me sick. It comes out juicy. They actually do use a KFC machine. It says KFC on it.
I was going to say, they some
bought
Lebos.
It. They bought
some
it. Lebos they are Lebo. They are Lebo. They bought it. Off a KFC that's shutting down
of
something.
Of course they did.
And it's the best. It's the best. And the oil they use, do you know what they use to fry it? Beef tallow. They actually use proper animal fat to fry it. And you'd think it would come out just disgusting. But no, it doesn't penetrate. It's so thick and it fries in it. It comes out crisp and dry. And it's perfect.
There's so many elements of frying chicken, man. I think that if you fuck up any of it, it's going to be questionable. Like, you've got the crumbing of the bread, you know, like the flour you used, all the MSG and other herbs and spices.
I take it you don't like MSG?
Well, yeah, you're not meant to have it.
It's just salt. It's just monoglutamate sodium.
Yeah, I know what it is, but I'm just saying.
Oh, sorry, monosodium
glutamate. Yeah, you're not meant to have it, though, man. Like, I mean, it already exists in foods.
We're meant to have sodium. Monoglutamate sodium? Maybe not.
In proportion, man. Like,
yeah, you're not supposed to just have spoonfuls of it.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's like salt.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And as you get older, dude, your body is literally... Do you know what your body's like as you get older? It's like it's like a vintage car.
Mm-hmm.
A car that's over 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You might love the fucking thing.
Mm, but the oil filter doesn't work that well.
Good memories. You know what I mean? A lot of good memories. Served well. Right?
Yeah.
Love to take it for a spin on your own time.
Yeah, I take it myself.
But if you don't service this fucking thing every couple thousand kilometers, if you don't use premium fuel, if you run it all day, it's going to be dead and won't kick over the next morning.
100%. No, definitely. I think that it makes sense too. Like, how could you expect nothing lasts
forever
for 80 years? How do you expect a person not to fall
unless
apart?
You're Greek.
Unless you're Greek.
And you smoke 100 darts a day.
143 and smoking darts.
Still eating soup.
Sitting at Melissa's.
Yeah, man.
Talking shit.
They're machines, man.
Yeah.
They're fucking machines. Oh, I don't know how.
I applaud them, man. I applaud them.
But how? Don't tell me it's not like stress-free lifestyles because
it's
bullshit.
No, it's genetic. It's dude, genetic. It's definitely in there.
Every Greek guy.
Men, though. Not the men. The men drop off. The women.
The men want to die.
The men want to die, and then they do. And, you know, they've been granted their wish. But then the women, they don't want to die. They don't want to go anywhere. No. And they don't. They They just stay.
They want to make
every day.
They want to live to see the fruits of their husband's labor, and they want to make everyone else miserable as well.
There's a parallel with Arab women, actually.
Of course there is, dude.
But they don't live as long. The Arab Greek women are different. Yeah. Arab women, they'll live to 80, maybe 90. Normal. They don't just keep going. And at 80, they're not like... They're not awake. They're like...
Already out of it.
They're on their way out for the most part. It's pretty... If you see an 80-year-old Arab lady that's like still with it, that's like you go, oh, wow. Like you... They exist.
Really?
But it's not the norm. It's like...
I'll be honest, dude. Like when I was in Greece last year, I saw a lot of my like relatives and stuff who are like in their advanced years.
Yeah.
All the women were firing, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most of the men were gone. But the women were firing.
Yeah,
still like,
maybe that's why the men are gone.
Yeah.
They got the fuck out of
this. Still fucking angry, still fiery, still opinionated.
Still like, angry. That's the thing, right? Like, yeah. They're still angry.
You can't ask a Greek not to be angry, man. It doesn't happen.
Is it like an enjoyable thing? Is it fun to be angry? I've said
this multiple times, dude. We created democracy just to give ourselves a platform to argue.
Mm.
All right. When people say Italians are the best like debaters and arguers, I'm like, they've never been a Greece, man. Like lightweights.
Sure. Right?
Greeks are fucked. They'll argue over anything. They'll argue over how much. Dude, I could invite you to my house, and if you bring too many sweets, and too much alcohol, I'll say, "What are you doing?" Like that's an insult. You're bringing all this shit, and you'd be like, "Dude, I bought it so we can enjoy."
Yeah,
like it's your son's birthday or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You come to my house. You bring all this. You know, like. What do you insinuate? You're embarrassing me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, Arabs can be like that too, but maybe not as aggressive about it. They'll be real passive aggressive about it. Everyone will know that you brought a bag of pistachios and that's it. You know?
It had to be pistachios.
I mean, I'm just speaking from experience.
You turned up with a bag of pistachios.
I did.
What do you mean?
I went to my my cousin's.
I'm picturing the Safeway bag.
I went to visit my cousin at my auntie's house, who just gave birth like a month before that, and I was like expecting to just have like a family thing, you know, just me, the wife, her mom, her son, you know, who we all get along. You know, I thought we were just gonna have so I just brought a bag of pistachios. Just for us to snack on while we chit chat, and Ali, like my wife, brought a cake, just like a lemon cake, because that's just what white people know. and then I rock up, and it's a whole thing. I rocked up, and it's a whole thing, and they've got shitloads of people there. I have no idea who's who, and people bringing like bags, like you know, like gift bags. I'm like, what the fuck? What happened? Did the Messiah just get born? What and I just handed her this Coles shopping bag. It's got like a bag of pistachios.
The receipt's still in there.
I think I even had like a mini box of Maltesers, you know. And I was like, "Here you go." And she's like, "Oh, thank you." And yeah, so I'm just speaking from experience. How did I get here? Fuck. How did I get here?
A bag of pistachios.
What was I talking about? Oh yeah, so you rock up to a Greek's house, no matter what you bring.
Yeah.
They're going to scold you for it.
They'll scold you because it's like you shouldn't have. It'll either be on like, you shouldn't have, you're wasting money, there's no need.
Mm.
You know, why are you doing this? And then, or the other way, like, what are you insinuating? Blah, blah, blah.
The reason doesn't matter. It's the attitude never, it's
very rare. If it falls within whatever they deem to be appropriate, then it's very well reciprocated. But there's all, it looks like paying for the bill.
Yeah.
All right. Do you argue with relatives in a restaurant when it comes to paying for the bill?
I don't anymore. I've changed. I've gotten lazier and also stingier as I've gotten older, and I've decided I'm going to pay if they don't say anything.
Yeah.
But as soon as they say I'll pay, I don't argue.
It's not so bad with like my mates, right? Like our generation.
Yeah. But my mates is fine. It's like, hey man, I got this easy.
Yeah. It'll be like someone will get up. You know, to take a piss or whatever. It's like, oh, I covered it. It's like, why? You're a dickhead.
Yeah.
Take a 20.
Nah. Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, the next time you're not paying, right?
Yeah. I got it next time.
I caught up with my footy group that I go watch the footy with. We caught up to have dinner before I think it was just after New Year's or something. I can't remember when it was.
Yeah.
And one of the blokes picked up the whole bill and we cracked it. I said, this is fucked. Okay, you can't pay for all of us. And he said, oh, He goes, give me your T-shirt, right? So I got him a T-shirt printed, like made up. One of my ones, right?
Yeah, nice.
I said, all right, I'll get your T-shirt.
That's
right?
Nice, yeah.
But the last, when we watched the first round of footy, he went to pay again.
Mm.
And I said, get fucked.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not paying for shit. Okay, you paid last time. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
And it became like a little fisticuffs. Like, but I remember being a kid. And these, dude, of all the memories you should have of your childhood, you know what I mean? Like,
only the traumatic ones stay.
Dude, I asked someone.
It's not true, but yeah, it's got some hint.
No. There's definitely truth to it, dude. Mm. I try to think about, someone had asked me, oh, because, like, do you eat out much? As in go, like, as in not.
What am I eating out?
Hang on. I don't mean you sneaking away from the office to buy, like, noodle box or something, because.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm talking about, like, with mates, going to, like, a restaurant or a tavern or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah? How many times a month would you go? Is it a month thing or a weekly thing?
I would say it's, like, an average of once a week, maybe.
Right?
Yeah, maybe less.
Our generation typically will go for at least one meal a week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think it's mostly because, like, I mean, Uber Eats was never a thing when we were kids, right? Uber Eats became a thing about, what, 7, 8 years ago?
Yeah, barely, yeah.
It hasn't been a decade.
No, right? I don't think so.
When I left Noble, it was the start of 2020, and Uber Eats hadn't reached Noble Park yet.
Mm.
So, think of it like that.
Yep.
Menulog was a thing, but not Uber Eats.
Yeah, I remember using Eat Now, which was, it turned into Menulog.
Yeah.
That was 2014.
So, think of it like that. When I was a kid, you'd watch Seinfeld and stuff, and they're always ordering Chinese food or whatever to come to the building. And I'm like, man, I wish I could do that. Like, we only had pizza coming to the house, and that was it.
Yeah, because the shop's at the bottom of the building.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, it feels like we're ordering out a lot more because it's probably more efficient.
Yep.
It's more tied into our expenses, right? Eating out, back when I was a kid, we didn't do it every week, man. We did it.
Yeah.
Like, we would now. You don't even think about it sort of thing now. Now, it's like, get a call from your mate. It's like, hey, man, you want to get a bite?
Mm.
Yeah, fuck it. I can't be bothered.
Yeah, cooking. Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, done. Where am I meeting at?
I try not to order anything to home anymore.
Yeah.
I haven't done it in probably close to a year.
I look at my just Uber Eats account. It's
too expensive.
It is.
It's a rip-off.
When it adds up, yeah, and add it up.
The restaurant doesn't even get.
Nah, they get nothing.
They get like half of it, maybe.
Yeah. But I try to think about when I was a kid, it came up in a conversation a while back, and I'm like, how often do we go to restaurants?
Mm.
Thinking, I'm like, we didn't go that often. Like, it was a special occasion for us to go to, like, a restaurant as kids. I'm talking about, like, the early 90s.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It had to be, like, either a birthday, it had to be, like, a name day. Yeah. There was some precedent of us going to a restaurant.
And this is here, right?
Yeah, here. Yeah.
Okay.
Were you born here? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, that's what I mean, right? Yeah. Growing up in the 80s and 90s, you sort of had a reason to go. Like, there had to be a reason to go.
An occasion.
Yeah.
Not just, hey, let's catch up.
But I can't think of any positive experiences at restaurants as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
All I can think about is the fight that happened when the bill came. Dude, I'm talking like 4 or 5 grown men standing up in a restaurant with like wads of 50s and 100s.
Yeah.
Because it was the paper notes as well. Like, it's iconic. And they're arguing.
And the angrier you get, the more you love them.
Dude.
Like, that's how you show love.
I don't want to be sitting there like, why are these people fighting?
Yeah, yeah. Because if you don't yell louder than the other person, then they love you more. It's like, what the fuck? What are we doing here? Which is why I stopped doing it. Which is honestly why I was like, this is stupid. I know they love me. They know I love them. Let's not do this. Hey, bro, did you just say you're shouting? Because go for it. I'll get the next one. And if they try to do it again, I'll be like, hey, man, let me get it. Yeah. And if they still insist, I'll let them do it again. But I'll obviously keep tabs. And I'm like, hey, I owe them this. And I'll get them something. Or I'll pay for the next one. But I've stopped arguing about it. Just, it's a waste of time. And yeah, I don't know. I'm fine with people doing it. I'm not judging. But I'm done.
I'm done. I got a mortgage.
I don't even have one. I'm done.
I was going to ask you, your smoke shack that you had set up, did you migrate any of that to your place now?
I did, actually. A few of the things still exist now.
Is it in like a specific den like you had then?
It's in a room now. So it's
Is that a studio room that I saw at your place?
Yes. So, we've moved from that house, actually.
Oh, have
since,
you?
Yeah, since you've been, we've moved from that house in late last year.
Yeah.
Just before getting married.
Yeah.
And the new house has a third room, same as before, and then that's, again, the studio room. And, I would say a quarter of the items in that room are from the original.
Did you refill it or did you just empty the room out?
What do you mean?
As in, you said a quarter of the rooms are still from the original room.
Yeah, so the original room was very small.
Ah, there wasn't much stuff. You've added shit.
I've added a lot of stuff. You mean
that a quarter of the room now is represented by the shit
from then. A quarter of the room is from the original room.
You look around this room, man. Half of this stuff
this has come. This is sick. It doesn't make for very good listening to talk about this room, but this is mad.
Half of this shit is from, like, either my childhood bedroom
just or, accumulations?
Like, yeah, man.
That's mad.
Well, I didn't have money for half of the shit, so I had to work with what I had.
I picked up a couch off the road for the first place.
Dude,
that
couch there, 40 bucks. Leather, man.
Nice.
Yeah. Some dude was cleaning-
leather couch.
Dude, some dude was cleaning it out from his garage.
Yeah.
And, it used to have four cushions on the back of it, and he had pet rabbits or something, and one of them ate, like, the cushion itself.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at it, and- even without the fourth cushion, it still looks fine. Like, you can't, because they're really big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, do you want the original? I go, no, mate, keep it. Like, it's fine. How much? 40? I'm like, yeah, sweet.
Done.
Put my mate, I get your trailer, man. We're going to Mentone.
If you want another one, I know a guy that's we're getting rid of. Dude.
Literally, man. But, yeah, so that room that I saw, was that a studio setup? Because you had, like, guitars and shit. That's what I remember, like, blew my mind.
Yeah. Why did that blow your mind?
Because you had some sick axes, man.
I've
always wanted my guitars on display like that, and I never have.
Yeah.
Number one, I didn't have the room.
You can do a wall setup right here.
Well, I'm actually moving into another office.
Oh, so you are?
I'm considering, because I don't do recording from here.
Sure.
So I'm considering setting it up there.
Mm-mm.
But I never had the room, man, because I was always like working out of a bedroom, working out of this. I never had a third dedicated space.
Yep. That was very important for us when we were first moving in together. You know, like we were together for like a few years, me and Ali, and I was like, I would like a three bedroom. So one room can be for us, another room. Actually, I wanted two, but I wanted a house, and there's not many two bedroom houses. So, like, we'll go for three. And I was like, I just want a room that I can make a studio, because when we moved out of the original house from the shed, we moved into a three bedroom where one of the rooms became the studio again, and a few more things added on. And then I moved out of that. I lived with my mum in that house, and I moved out of that and moved in with my wife now. And we got a three bedroom and made that third bedroom. And it was perfect. It was like a perfectly designed room for it almost.
This
is sick. So now that we moved again, cool. Third bedroom, studio. So,
what do you actually use the studio for?
It's a bit of a multi-purpose room. So, I...
multi-purpose.
It is,
so
it
you
is.
Conduct seminars.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I teach some webinars through there.
The AA group meets here.
So, I'll do my audio stuff through that. I'll play music. I'll just play in that room. It's a nice space to be in.
Yeah.
Just like this room.
It's an inviting environment.
Yeah, like it brings out like some sort of peace, and like, you know, like you can just sit there and be alone, jam out,